Welcome back to the game here on News Radio KMAN. Corey Dean filling in. Across the glass, Mitch Fortner. Royals opening day. Major League Baseball, finally, on Monday. It's been a tumultuous offseason for your Kansas City Royals. A heartbreaking offseason in many ways with the death of Yordano Ventura. I'm ready for just some actual baseball to happen, and we finally get it on Monday. Royals in Minnesota to take on the Twins. It looks like, as of right now, Mitch, your starting lineup will be as follows. Lead off, Alex Gordon, followed by Mike Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain batting third, Hosmer at cleanup, Salvador Perez in the five spot, Brandon Moss batting sixth, Paulo Orlando seventh, Alcides Escobar, 8th, and Raul Mondesi, 9th. Your opening day pitcher will be Danny Duffy, who's been an amazing story for the Royals. Of course, started in the bullpen last year. Ended up being a starter by the end of the year. He's pitched very well in the World Baseball Classic, helping bring home a gold medal. And he gets the ball on opening day for the Kansas City Royals. They did mention over at KansasCity.com that Casey Starr had an article on about how they ribbed him a little bit. They told Danny Duffy that he was going to start game number three and let him kind of stew about it for a few minutes. And they said, no, we're kidding. We're giving you the ball on opening day.
Oh, he knows he's going to start opening day.
Was there another choice?
How did he fall for that?
After the death of Yordano Ventura, I mean, it was pretty obvious that Duffy was going to be the ace of the staff, right? I mean, he's that guy, or should be that guy.
Yeah,
he earned his way into that spot after that, the middle of the season, during the summer, the role he went on from June to August. Twelve straight victories or something like that. It was insane
and
what he was doing.
Duffy was the highlight of the end of the season as the Royals kind of, you know, they struggled, fall back to .500 after back-to-back appearances in the World Series and a World Series title. And this is an interesting season for me, Mitch, just because there are so many kind of looming pieces if you're a Royals fan, right? Because Lorenzo Cain, Escobar, Hosmer, Moustakas, all free agents after this season. They've had all the talks going on all season long about potentially who could get re-signed. Can they get a deal done ahead of time, especially with Eric Hosmer? You know, he's going to be a big money deal. This seems like it might be the last run for the group that helped Kansas City bring it all home in 2015.
Yeah, it's, you know, Royals can't afford all these guys.
Yeah, you can't sign all four. And I don't think you should sign all four. Honestly, I just don't think that necessarily makes sense to sign all those guys to big money contracts.
That's a lot of money for guys that, I mean, honestly, they're not going to be around forever.
Right.
You'd like to see these guys be Royals for life, especially I think if fans had a choice. Well, first of all, it would be between Eric Hosmer and Salvador Perez to be lifers.
Yeah.
But the question is, who would you want? Who would you get the most out of? You'd probably get the most out of Eric Hosmer, to be quite honest with you.
Right.
I think the ladies would pick Hos, but the guys would pick Salvi.
Potentially. I think if you got to pick those guys, so I don't think you can get four. I'm with you. I just want this team to make a run this year, one last go-around with the gang, you know what I mean? Because that, to me, would feel a whole lot better than a fire sale at the end of July at the trade deadline, which is, that's what you don't want. Man, if you could, but if of those four, all right, if you've got Moose, you've got Hosmer, you've got Escobar, and you've got Locane, like, if you can get two, do you feel pretty good about that? I mean, four is out of the question. If you can get two of those guys.
Two's huge.
And then the question becomes, which two? And I think I'm with you. Eric Hosmer is at the top of the list for me. And then after that, I don't know. I just don't know.
The question is, though, does Eric want to stay? He's a Miami guy. He grew up in the high life in one of the big cities. You know, Miami, Florida is a big party town.
And he's the most valuable guy. I mean, he's the guy who's probably going to demand the highest amount of cash of all those dudes. So I don't know. I'll be excited for Royals to get underway. It's April 10th is when you actually get a home game for the Royals. The Royals taking on the A's.
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in my life, I'm actually going to an opening day game. So I'm going to be not in great seats, but in the building at least for that opening game in Kansas City, just to kind of see this team for the last go-around, because I really think it is going to be the last go-around. How healthy is Salvi after you hurt his knee at the World Baseball Classic? You know, and you're still going to, I'm quite sure that pregame for that first game in Kansas City is going to be a huge tribute to Yordano. It's just really going to be an interesting year. I would love for them to be able to get out to a little bit of a quick start. And, man, if you could get out on the road to start things, steps in the right direction.
Well, and I think when you read off that lineup, it tells you how much healthier this team was than at the end of the season. Because if you recall.
Oh, yeah, none of these guys.
Lorenzo Cain was out for the last 6 weeks because of an ankle injury. He's going to be back in center field, which is huge. He'll be batting in the three spot. Moose is back on third base, which is huge. I mean, those were without Moose, pretty much the whole year wasn't very fun.
Yeah,
even though you guys really, the Royals had a lot of guys really step up in that third base spot. And also, I mean, things allowed the Royals to bring up a lot of minor leaguers like Whit Merrifield, who will be on the roster, of course, this year. He won't be starting at second base. That'll be Raul Mondesi, who earned his way up there. But I mean, really, the only thing right now it's Jorge Soler, who's dealing with an oblique injury, but that's not a months type of thing. It's more of a weeks thing.
I think it gives you a little bit more flexibility as a team because you did have some guys have to step up and fill in when there were some injuries. Alex Gordon has been kind of playing all over the outfield in spring training too, which is a little interesting. So he hit leadoff most of spring, but he also played left field, where you're used to seeing him. He played right field, which they expect him to split some time in right field. He played a little bit of center field as well during spring training. So a little bit of all over the place for Alex Gordon. And that's one where you wonder if they're not expecting that potentially if moves are going to be made, Lorenzo Cain could be a guy who could be a trade chip. He could be a guy who could be gone next year. So you know that they're moving Gordon all over the place. He started 316 games over his career, the most of any spot in the lineup at leadoff. So it makes sense to have Gordo leading off, but it's going to be an interesting start to the season. I'm just ready to get baseball started.
And Jason Vargas is going to be back. He's in your rotation. It's been a while. It's been quite a while since we've really seen him in a healthy role for the Royals, and he'll be in the middle part of the rotation for the Royals. And I'm looking at the rest of their 25-man roster. I mean, really, with your infield, only your backups are Christian Colon, Chesler Cuthbert, and Whit Merrifield, the ones that are expected to be there. Paulo Orlando, who's going to start the season in right field, he'll be a backup for you this year as well. And really, though, the only speed, you only have one guy that'll be really a pinch runner for you this season with the speed, and that's Terrence Gore.
Right.
Because there's no longer any Jerrod Dyson.
Right. Which is... that's a little sad. yet again, that's one of those iconic numbers, too. Stealing second base, revving it up the whole bit. So you hate to see that. So your starting lineup as far as your pitchers go, of course, you've got Duffy starting game number one. Ian Kennedy will be in that second spot. Newcomer Jason Hamill, third spot. And then Vargas and Carnes round out the rotation. Ian Kennedy will start the first game in Kansas City on
right.
the 10th. So he'll get the ball game number one at Kauffman Stadium. So. It's a little bit odd because you play Monday and then they get a day off right away on Tuesday. So Duffy will be able to start on regular rest, fifth game of the season, playing the Astros in Houston. So
man,
Twins, Houston Astros, back-to-back.
Unfortunately for the Royals, May's going to be a little rough
yep.
because you only have one day off. So look at it this way. Royals will have an off day on April 27th, and then they'll only have one off day until June 11th.
Nothing like jumping right in. Nothing like jumping right to the fire, Mitch.
I mean, in that month of May, Detroit, Yankees, Cleveland, Baltimore, all in that month.
Yeah.
Where you only have one day off.
Yep.
There's your long stretch right there, friends.
Well, it's going to be fun. I'm ready for some baseball to start. So we'll have those games for you right here on K-Man, of course. Opening day will be on Monday. That's a 3:10 first pitch. So 2:30 in the afternoon, man. Get ready for it. We'll have it for you right here on K-Man. And I cannot wait for some Royals baseball to get fired up.
There'll be a lot of early starts early in the season. I just noticed that. I mean, the game you're going to is going to be a 3 o'clock.
Yep.
3 o'clock game.
I'm kind of excited about that. Although it's a little bit dangerous because that's a lot of time for people from Kansas City to tailgate.
By the way, folks, Buck Night now on Fridays. Keep that in mind. Buck Night on Fridays.
Okay.
Get your fireworks, and by the way, a lot of promotions. 78 out of the 81 home games will have promotions.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Have you been to see? I've done K-State Day. I've done Star Wars Day. We did Zombie Night. That was pretty fun.
We covered it early in the week. There will be a Star Wars Day.
I'm in.
Again. But it's also Yoga Day at the same time.
Ugh. Yoda Day or Yoga Day?
Yoga.
It's very
yoga
two
with a G.
very
yep.
different things. Coming up next, speaking of baseball, we'll talk to John Kurtz out from Toyton Stadium, get the scoop as the Cats get ready to take on the number three team in the country. TCU coming to town. We'll have that game for you here on K-Man as well. It's up next on The Game.